actually hard ground.
Mike Owen isn't looking for treasure in Darwin suburbs with his metal detector. At least not gold nuggets or someone's lost wedding ring. He's part of a group called Past Masters that includes archaeologists, historians and enthusiastic amateurs who may just change Australia's history books.
We think there was frequent, deliberate visitation along northern Australia over a very long period of time.
Visitations by who?
Well, possibly people avoiding pirates in the silk trade, sort of Africa, India, China trade.
They want to prove Europeans and others visited northern Australia centuries before Captain Cook sailed into Botany Bay. It's widely accepted that Aboriginal people have lived in the Top End for thousands of years and were visited by Indonesians who started arriving in the 1700s to look for sea cucumbers. But apart from that, evidence is scarce for overseas contact, although there must have been some sort of contact because the dingo arrived a few thousand years ago.
Maybe you can tell me about these Kilwa coins that were found. They're one of the enduring mysteries of the North, aren't they?
Yes, they certainly are. I mean, they are by far the oldest artifacts ever found in Australia, brought in from outside, by many, many centuries.
The coins are about 1,000 years old and originally came from the port city Kilwa that existed in Tanzania in Africa. Somehow they made their way to an island just off the coast of Arnhem Land, along with some Dutch coins that were also hundreds of years old. They were found by soldier Morrie Eisenberg, who was stationed on Marchenbar Island in World War II. But they sat in his home for decades before their importance was recognised. The only other place similar coins have been found outside of Tanzania is in Oman in the Middle East, and experts have been trying to figure out how they got to Australia ever since they were identified.
Why would five of these things turn up on a beach 10,000 kilometres due east of their source? Obviously, we've got lots of theories depending on how far much there's left in the bottle. But lots of people have indicated that there was the Indian Ocean trade. Interestingly, there's the trade winds on that side of the Indian Ocean go the opposite way from us. So you can zigzag and go from Africa up to India, then go around the point and down. So that's a very, very useful thing.
They have vessels 1,000 years ago that were seaworthy enough to make that sort of a trip?
Oh, I think so. I mean, no doubt a few did it unintentionally.
It's not just the coins that excite him. A few years ago, teenager Chris Dukas was walking along Dundee Beach, southwest of Darwin, when he found that what on the face of it looked like a Portuguese type of cannon known as a swivel gun that was commonly used in the 1500s.
Well, I was digging around for these fossilised mussels and I noticed this greeny object that was sticking out the stand, which I thought was like a bronze fire hose. And when I pulled it out of the sand, it turned out to be a massive chunk of metal. So I ran over to Mum and Dad and I thought it was a cannon, so they all thought it was a chair leg or something like a harpoon.
Portuguese sailors had explored much of the world by the 1500s, but there wasn't any proof they had made it to mainland Australia, although they weren't too far away in East Timor.
There are two guns at Carronade Island, which is an excellent watering spot. There are two guns found at Dundee, one of which, unfortunately, is missing. There were two guns found in the harbour here in Darwin, one of which is also missing. There was one gun found on New Year Island off Croker, which has got beautiful water and sits right out.
Not everyone agrees with Mike Owen, including the curator of the Northern Territory Museum, Paul Clark.
It's all very well to have a hypothesis, but you need to prove it, or you need to show examples, and I don't think yet that there has been any evidence, tangible archaeological evidence, that can really point to the fact that they were here.
Mr. Clark has investigated the swivel gun from Dundee.
You know, I'm picking it's going to come back plus or minus sort of 1780, 1880, somewhere in about then, plus or minus 20%.
If it comes back at 1500, you'll eat your words?
I won't eat my words, I'll just refine my theory.
Do you think that those coins that were found north of Arnhem Land really came from somebody in Africa who made it all the way to Australia? It's a long way to be blown off course, isn't it?
Yes, certainly, but I don't think they got blown off course. I think they came in the pocket of an Indonesian sailor, along with the other Dutch coins that were found at the same time. And I think they were probably perhaps good luck charms or something like that. Remember, most of the Indonesian fishermen that came to our coast were Islamic, and therefore they probably had little good luck charms, possibly. Perhaps even one of them had done the Hajj and had gone to Mecca and in the process had met someone from Tanzania, perhaps, and that exchanged memorabilia. I don't know. It's a long shot, but it's certainly much more plausible argument, I think.
But Mike Owen says the evidence for early visits to Australia is piling up in Aboriginal rock art, old maps and objects found in northern Australia.
The history of Australia, Australia is often seen as a history-free zone because of this Sydney-centric view. We haven't written the history of Australia yet, and it needs to be done from outside of New South Wales.
And as for how Mike Owen's going with that metal detector...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
An old aluminium can.